And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
You nearly said in Black Knight.
I nearly said and Black Knight.
But Black Knight, at least today, he apologized.
Yeah, no, but he'll be back. For the black listeners who are here for Black Knight, he will be back. What are we talking about this
Only
week?
Black people listen to Black Knight.
Wow.
So I'm just checking. That's what you said, the black listeners.
No. As in those that listen for Black Knight. That's what okay. I meant. Yes.
You're going to get us into trouble.
So we are speaking about Jeffrey Epstein. Yep.
Yeah.
A very, very controversial topic. There's a lot to say about it, but we're going to be focusing
on... It's not as controversial in South Africa.
No.
Because our police force is falling apart. But anyway.
Yeah, that's the more controversial issue right now. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's watching.
And no one knows what's going on.
Everybody joined the family meeting.
Did they?
Yeah. No, not everybody. Most people joined the family meeting on
Sunday. I looked
at
the transcript. I wasn't prepared to watch.
And
so what did you think of the family meeting?
There's
a judicial commission of inquiry that's been...
We recorded the show. We say that's what they're going to say.
Yeah, so...
And my thing is, they should have started it the moment he had... After he had the press conference, we were supposed to have another public release from the president speaking about it and all of these things. But the fact that they waited until only Sunday to discuss the situation was what boggles me. Well, I don't know why I'm boggled, because I didn't expect this. Yeah.
Well, there could have been no commission.
True.
And it's quite specific.
True.
In terms on the commission. But anyway, we had to talk about
Jeffrey Epstein.
The situation with a similar magnitude in America.
Yes.
Where Donald Trump saying with Jeffrey Epstein there's nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, the US Congress, the House of Representatives, voted against releasing the Epstein files.
And that has caused...
All except it was a committee, eh?
Yeah,
it wasn't a full house.
No, it was a committee.
And it was all except one Republican in that committee voted no to releasing it.
They voted yes to releasing it. Everyone else voted no to blocking the release.
No, you're confusing me now. I thought they voted to block it. The Republicans voted to block it.
Block the release, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And then there was
one Republican who voted to release.
Yes.
And there were some Democrats who voted to release.
To release, and then...
But the Democrats didn't run on promising that they were going to release all the Epstein information.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be quite interesting. Pascal, do you want to give a brief explanation of what we're speaking about and maybe about what the Jeffrey Epstein files are? I'm sure everyone knows, but just in case there's not one person.
If there's anyone watching us in the US, I think they know.
Yes.
If people are watching in South Africa, I'm not sure that they know.
Yeah.
They might know, but they might not. So Jeffrey Epstein was a socialite, a businessman. He owned islands, so he was a little bit rich. He also owned one or two compounds in the United States. There's an island called Epstein's Island. He had like a temple thing structure that he built there. And there were allegations for many years that he was involved in child trafficking, getting politicians and that to have sex with underage children, filming them, and then using that to get the politicians to do what he wants. Some people are claiming that Jeffrey Epstein was an agent of Mossad. That is the agency, the CIA of Israel, the state of Israel. Other people are saying that the CIA was involved. Other people are saying that Mossad and the CIA was involved and that this is a big operation. Jeffrey Epstein also was arrested, 2021 or 2022?
Yeah,
and then sometime after his arrest, he attempted to commit suicide, but he failed. And then a few weeks later, when he's supposed to be on suicide watch, he successfully committed suicide in a place with a bed that wasn't high enough. to hang himself off, but he managed to hang himself by holding his knees up like this with his sheets, which were paper sheets.
Yeah.
Okay. And his neck was broken, so he really did a good job. He must have, they actually, you know, someone did a depiction. He must have been on top of the top bunk, and he threw himself off with his legs like this in the air, and the force broke his neck, and these paper sheets held, you know, and the cameras also magically went off at the same time. And now this whole thing's been revisited. Nothing new's coming out, except that Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, the FBI director, Cash Patel, and a whole lot of Republicans said that if they empower, all the details of the Epstein files would come out. And now, not only did Trump say nothing to CIA, can you guys leave this thing alone? We got the border, we got all these big things, this potential nuclear war in Russia and Ukraine. Can you just leave it alone? And that now has created one huge issue in America. And we're going to be discussing that today.
Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, it's going to be interesting, as always, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is.
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics. All the choices you made, did you make them
again, again, again? Like what you're listening to? Of course you
of
do.
Of course you do. You make them again.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer happy on today by getting onto RapidTrade.
So we are speaking about Jeffrey Epstein and the release of the Epstein files. And we watched a very interesting snippet of the PBD show that covered this.
I think it was broadcast on Tuesday. Now it's normally Tuesday afternoon South African time, like around 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But obviously it's in the morning in the US. I think they're based in Florida, so down the East Coast. So at this time of the year, they're about 6 hours behind South Africa. So I'd imagine it's about 10, 11 in the morning in Florida that they do the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And they were speaking about the House Rules Committee that did a quiet vote on a motion.
Quiet vote. Yeah.
Quietly voted.
Yeah.
Well, quiet, in inverted
commas. The House Rules Committee, which is headed up by the Speaker, who campaigned on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Yes.
As did many of those guys in the Republicans in the House Rules Committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just
thought I'd mention that.
Yes. It was introduced by, Jim McGovern? McGovern. And he called for the preservation and release of all files related to Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously, there are some files that have been released, such as witness logs for the case. What's this? The court case. The case.
Witness testimony.
Witness testimonies, yes, that. And a whole lot of other files. But then there's still some stuff that have not yet been released because they wanted, you know, to have a look at it and whatever. Anyway, you can go and follow those stories. That's what we'll be focusing on. So the motion wasn't demanding arrest or accusation. It was demanding transparency and facts. You know, we want to know the full facts of the whole Jeffrey Epstein case and stuff. But now, here's the crazy thing. The vote was 57 in favor of the release of the vote of the files and 149 against. Now that wouldn't be shocking news if that was just the case, that 149 of the committee members voted against it. the problem or the twist comes in that every no except for one came from the Republicans. So all the Republicans that were part of this committee that voted, voted no except for one. And that is where the twist comes in. That's where the problem comes in, because when you look at the campaign for the Republicans and stuff like that for the last elections and all of this, they kept speaking about the fact that they will ensure that the Epstein files are released for public knowledge. So now we're coming up with a vote where...
But part of it was an order of Congress for the preservation of the records.
Yes.
So they're not even... There's no legal requirement for them to preserve the records.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Which means they can be destroyed.
Yeah. That
why would
a
you
lot,
not order the records to be preserved?
That is a lot to think about. Because, I mean, they spoke about the fact that they will take down the deep state. They say they'll expose the elite pedophile rings. They'll get the truth. And now they had the opportunity and they had the chance to do so, and they voted no. So the question is, why?
Can I be honest, and I'm going to give you my view?
Yeah.
We've spoken before about the whole January 6th, 2020 thing.
Yeah.
You know, with the election, or 2021. So the 2020 election in the US. And in my view, the Republican establishment and even Donald Trump himself hung those J6s out to dry.
Yeah.
You know, those guys were conned. And some of them actually thought they were going into the Capitol building in Washington in order to go and effect citizens' arrest. So and the next thing they hung out to dry. One lady, Ashley Babbitt, gets shot. Her husband's watching this whole chaos break out. He knew she'd gone to protest. Unbeknownst to him, she's been shot dead.
Mm.
And she's a she's a member of the US military and stuff like that.
Mm.
And these guys were hung out to dry, and it was made like that was the worst thing on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And sure, I mean, the optics didn't look good, but there were more FBI, you know, instigators in that crowd that broke into the Capitol than actual J6s.
Yeah.
So those people were hung out to dry. And also, I've said, Donald Trump has changed his tune on abortion.
Mm.
In 2016, he was pro-life. And that's why I supported him, even though my support means nothing because I'm a South African, so we don't vote for the American president. But I was in favor of him because there are not many leaders in the world who stand up for the rights of the unborn. And then he changed his tune now in this last election, saying that Ron DeSantis was going overboard when he signed into legislation in the state of Florida a ban on abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which isn't, that's not even pro-life.
Mm.
He said it should be 15 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you can change your tune like that on an issue of being pro-life, because if you're pro-life, you're pro-life, it means, and the whole pro-life movement in the US has actually been usurped by, you know, people. But, you know, what pro-life actually meant was that life begins at conception, and life is sacred, and you have no right to take it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how many of these people who are anti the death penalty can be pro-abortion.
Mm.
I'm anti both, death penalty and abortion. But now looking at this, you know, no one was picking up with the abortion issue.
Mm.
That Trump had completely switched sides. And now, I don't know if you've seen, because I mean, I saw these guys on the campaign trail. Even that Kash Patel, who's now the director of the FBI.
Yeah.
Or Pam Bondi, who's now the Attorney General. I mean, these guys, they sounded like your conspiracy theorist podcasters. Even Dan Bongino, all these podcasters. Yeah. And now they go and they get in there and they turn the whole thing around.
Yeah.
And they blatantly break their promises. And if you look at in South Africa, we've had the Democratic Alliance and the ANC. Hey, they are swindlers.
Hmm.
They break their promises. They promise the earth and they are swindlers. And now it's the same with these guys. And how many of those congressmen and women ran on the promise, listen, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to ensure that the Epstein files are released.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, after, you know, after Barack Obama's first term, what was the number one campaign at that time? we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then with Trump, they had the opportunity. And what was his name? That senator who died of cancer, John McCain, who ran for president against Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. He voted it down because he had a personal gripe with Trump.
Mm.
His last run for the Senate, he campaigned. He said, we will repeal and replace Obamacare. And that was never done.
Yeah.
And now the same thing's happened now with the Epstein files.
Yeah.
So they're treating the American voters like idiots. And it's the same as we see here in South Africa, where our political parties are treating the South African voters as a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, yeah. So there are three floating theories as to why they voted no against
them. These were the ones that were discussed on the podcast.
Yeah, these were the ones that were discussed on the podcast as to why they said no. The first is that Trump is compromised. So some believe that Trump's name might be in those Epstein records, that maybe he flew on the plane, visited the island, or had some level of involvement with Jeffrey Epstein.
Now, can I just mention, the first time I heard about Jeffrey Epstein was when I was at a church conference in Australia in 2016.
Mm.
And I happened to meet this guy from America who happened to have been on the campaign for Senator Ted Cruz, who was the last man standing, you know, in the primaries running against Trump. And he's the one that told me that Trump was on those flights with Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
So the first person, before I heard about the Clintons, because at that stage I hadn't heard about the Clintons and the Epstein, and, you know, I'd heard about Trump and Epstein.
Mm.
So I mean, there's some pretty incriminating photos with them being big pals, you know what I mean, being big friends. And, you know, you see Trump and Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and Melania Trump all partying together there. The one time he's partying with Jeffrey Epstein, I think this is even before Melania, and there's all these chicks around. So they seem to have had quite a long-standing relationship.
Yeah.
And Trump also used to be close to the Clintons.
Yeah.
So there's a very good chance. And when you say some, you must mention Elon Musk, because Elon Musk said Trump's name's on the Epstein file, on the Epstein. That Trump was on those flights. That's what Elon Musk said.
Yeah.
And someone else, as we were in a conversation with, said Elon Musk is on ketamine.
It's on ketamine.
Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah. And then the second theory, which ties up with what you've just said, is that the elite are protecting each other. So maybe it's not about protecting Trump or Biden. Maybe it's about protecting the broader political class, the donors, the lobbyists, the insiders, the ones, the fact that I think they mentioned that Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times.
Yeah, when Bill Clinton was president.
So that's the second floating theory. And then the third one is strategic silence. Maybe neither party wants to open this can of worms. Maybe it's being saved for political leverage. Maybe both sides are sitting on information and are not ready to expose it yet. So
that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
That third one is hogwash.
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you now. That's like, you know, the guys that were saying after the 2020 election that there were indecent flights going on.
Yeah.
And that these guys were, you know, everything was happening to bust them. The whole QAnon conspiracy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the third one sounds like.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, if you want to know the truth about this, you got to start investigating what happened to a guy named Julian Assange.
Mm.
And Julian Assange created a website called WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And during the 2016 presidential campaign for United States president, there was in the middle of the year, there was a massive expose, you know, the massive dumps of data from WikiLeaks. It included some emails.
Yeah.
Where the Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was, I think, the DNC chair at the time, was colluding to cause Hillary Clinton to win the primary over Bernie Sanders.
Mm.
So they focused on that, but in that same dump, there was massive amount of information about the sex trafficking, having sex with children, then holding basically a gun over politicians because they got videos of them having sex with underage children. There were descriptions that there were terms for the boys. They were known as hot dogs and the girls were known as burgers.
Mm.
You know, in the emails. I mean, Obama was involved, the Clintons. People across the political spectrum, people across the judicial spectrum, people across the business spectrum. In fact, a very high percentage of American elite society, you know, was involved. And then on top of that, you know, Julian Assange was in an interview and he said, you need to ask what happened to a guy named Seth Rich. And Seth Rich, they believed he actually, you know, downloaded all of these files, you know, from the DNC onto a thumb drive.
Mm.
And then gave that to Julian Assange and he got murdered.
Mm.
He was murdered in Washington, D.C. And Julian Assange said he's not saying anything, but people need to investigate the murder of Seth Rich. And the next thing, look what happened to Julian Assange.
Mm.
And eventually his wife and all of the people managed to get Julian Assange released. But what's he saying now?
Yeah.
He's saying nothing. He's been silenced.
Yeah.
And I think if he says anything, he's going to die.
True.
So when you look at that, okay, if people are going to discuss what's going on with Epstein, it's not just Jeffrey Epstein. He's one cog in a very big wheel. You need to start going into all of those, you know, all of those exposés, because those exposés are available on from WikiLeaks in 2016. The Clintons were hugely incriminated. They still created like a fake scandal called Pizzagate. And Pizzagate was to distract people and to say, look, this one is false, you know, about a pizza store and child trafficking, sex trafficking and stuff. There's this pizza store. Then some people fell for that and started running with that. Then that was proved false. Okay, now discard everything.
Yeah.
But that was a deliberate distraction. And you need to go and look at those WikiLeaks breakdowns, because look at what happened to Julian Assange.
Yeah.
And so no one seems to be talking about that. People seem to have short memories.
Yeah. Speaking of the silence.
Sorry, but also then, with such explosive stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Then, I wondered why Trump never made use of that.
Yeah.
Even when they came out with this fake Trump Russiagate rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay. Why was it that Donald Trump, he could have just used this. No, you guys are talking about Russiagate. Look at what the Clintons did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the WikiLeaks. He could have highlighted that. Why did he not draw attention to that?
Yeah.
Because he was traveling in the same circles, guys.
Yeah. So that's basically it as well. Now, speaking of the silence, the next question is why are... Yes, we expected the Democrats to say vote no.
But a whole lot of them voted yes.
Yes, a whole lot of them voted yes.
Only one Republican voted yes.
Out of the 57 votes that were yes, 56 of them were Democrats. And then the 57th one was the one Republican that probably, I would love to have been a fly in those buildings after that vote to see what happened. But the question is, you would think that the Democrats, especially the ones that hate Trump, would be jumping at this opportunity. But there is silence. There's silence. Obama is silent. Hillary Clinton is silent.
No, Obama was incriminated in the WikiLeaks dumps.
Yeah.
In 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
George, the Bushes were incriminated.
Yes, exactly.
So many people were incriminated on both sides of the U.S.
Yeah. Biden is silent. Pelosi is silent. Schumer
Well,
says
Biden,
some
I mean, look at the Hunter Biden laptop. And the Hunter Biden laptop thing happened when Trump was president.
Yeah.
How come he didn't push that out there?
Exactly.
He never spoke about it.
Exactly. So the question is why they're all so quiet and they believe, when they were speaking in the podcast, they believe that it's they're saying that this whole situation is a political gold mine, but they are treating it like a radioactive file. So it's either that they're scared of what's inside or they know exactly who's inside the file.
The thing is, can I tell you why? So in that podcast, now if you go look at PBD, there's serious bad blood between the one podcaster there on the obviously it's Patrick Bear David's show, but Adam, who always sits to his right, who grew up, tended to be more liberal.
Mm.
And then Vinny, who's like a, he strikes me as a, you know, a sort of a conspiracy guy that you know, bought all the you know, all those conspiracy theories in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you listen to how these guys are arguing, why don't they go and look at the WikiLeaks dumps of 2016?
Yeah.
You know, you don't need the files.
Mm.
You've got the data. You've got the raw data. What files are you looking for?
Mm.
All right. There's flight logs. Those have been published. We know from 2016 or 2017 that Bill Clinton flew 26 times or something like that.
Mm.
I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, when he was arrested and they went through his house, had a painting with Bill Clinton in a blue dress.
Mm.
Why?
Mm.
I mean, we know all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So they're talking about stuff, you know, what are these files? Well, Julian Assange gave them to you in 2016.
Yeah.
Just go look at them.
Yeah.
You know, even a guy like Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Alex Jones reported on those things. Alex Jones went through it at the time with a guy named Roger Stone.
Mm.
That's why they took Roger Stone out. Okay, that's why they tried to wipe Roger Stone out. It was because of things like this. So Alex Jones now is talking. Why is he not referring to that stuff from 2016?
Yeah.
9 years ago. You've got all the stuff, guys. Julian Assange went through absolute hell. Maybe that's why they're not going through it.
I doubt.
No. If you could be Assange.
Oh, maybe, yes, actually.
Or you could be Epstein.
That's true.
You could be arrested.
There's a lot of questions that's come out of this whole vote, because firstly, they're going against what they campaigned for. But secondly, the amount of silence that there is with something that is so big, especially in America. I'm thinking about how it was made such a big deal with the press conference that Mkhwanazi, is it Mkhwanazi?
Yeah.
Kantha Mkhwanazi, did. And it was made a big deal. Because of the allegations that were there. Now, looking at...
But he did the right thing.
Yes.
I mean, some of these guys are saying he's unprofessional. No.
No,
He did exactly the right thing. Because if he had done it any other way, this thing would have been squashed.
Yeah. So now the question is, why is there so much silence in such a controversial topic because in America?
We discussed it with the elections last year.
Mm.
Number one, you can't trust Donald Trump any more than you can trust Joe Biden. Number two, if you had a choice... If you're a Christian, you had to vote Trump.
Because
at least he's standing on some Christian values.
Yeah.
Trump, Biden was transgender and all of this other stuff.
Mm.
He was way off the planet.
If they had kept Biden,
it
would have been very hectic right now.
Well, I don't know if it would have been more hectic.
Because I feel like when Biden
was pushing Russia and Ukraine to a nuclear war. Now Trump's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, obviously like there's that aspect, but I'm speaking more on the aspect of the Pride community. Like when Biden was in, it was being pushed in your face so much. But
it's
now,
still being pushed?
Yeah, but not as much as when Biden
no,
was
in South Africa it is.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, under our law, you know, even what we're saying now, under our law, hey, could end up...
That's true.
Both of us, you know, we could get the guys here to form us as we're being led into a blue and white police van.
That would be adventurous, but no.
But the thing is, what they've done
is
the same as what our politicians have done here in South Africa.
Literally.
They made these promises, okay? And they're a bunch of fakes.
Mm.
Now, at least now, if you vote for the fakes, and this is what I want to say to all of you, if you vote for the fake Christian, at least they lied to you.
Mm.
If you vote for someone that says, I'm going to do all this evil stuff, then you're accountable for what they've done.
Yeah.
If you vote for someone who says they're going to do the righteous stuff and they don't do it, you're not accountable for what they've done.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's no different, to the Democratic Alliance.
Mm.
Made all sorts of promises. They'll never work with the ANC in government. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Prior to the May 2024 elections here in South Africa, they would never work with an ANC government. And they even had the Moonshot Pact.
Mm.
That whole thing was a fake. I believe it was a scam. I believe that the Moonshot Pact was our Epstein thing.
Yeah.
So now what happens? The DA works with the ANC.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, about 2 weeks before, we started getting people like on podcasts giving this possibility that maybe the DA and the ANC is going to get together. And if the DA and the ANC gets together, then the markets are going to go up, and we're going to go into a new era of blessing and bliss in South Africa.
Mm.
And then the ANC fires the DA deputy minister.
Mm.
And so John Steenhuisen, the DA leader, goes there in parliament, and he says, "This is unacceptable. I'm giving Ramaphosa 48 hours to fire this one, this one, this one, and this one." Mentions a number of cabinet ministers have got allegations against him.
Mm.
And then 48 hours later, he goes up and he stands there with all the DA leadership sitting behind him. And he says, "And so we are telling South Africa that Ramaphosa has not responded, and therefore we are withdrawing from," and you're expecting to say the government of national unity. He says, "We are withdrawing from the national dialogue." That is exactly what's happened here.
Yes.
Now the DA is lucky in South Africa because they lost huge credibility with that press conference.
Yeah.
They looked like a bunch of fools. Lucky for them, the following Sunday, Genoam Kunazi comes up and makes these earth-shattering accusations that everyone knows are true.
Mm.
Because we on the ground know what's happening with the police. We know that senior police officials are in cahoots with organized crime. Everyone knows that. Am I wrong?
Mm-mm.
So it's not like anyone died of shock. What we were shocked about is that a senior police general is actually making these claims, and he's got a whole lot of paratroopers behind saying, "Come, try and shoot me. You're going to get shot." You understand what I'm saying? So the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, these politicians, if they're not believers in Jesus, let me tell you something, if they're not believers in Jesus, you cannot trust them as far as you can throw them.
Yeah.
They're going to do everything for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's all that's happened here with these Republicans.
Literally, yeah.
So I feel better about our government now. Because I feel our government's more honest than the American government.
Yeah.
Even with the Republicans.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Democrats, did you see the Democrats? In New York, they've just elected a guy that wants to implement Sharia law as their candidate for mayor of New York.
That's crazy.
You guys, you must come here to Africa. Come here, find out what, you don't know what you're doing, man.
In Luke chapter 12, verse 2-3, it says, "Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and whatever you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops.
And this is, now PBD, he calls himself, you know, a Christian. And this is something that I haven't heard them speak about. Whatever you speak, even if it's in secret, it shall be brought up. Now, in this case, whatever you've said on the campaign trail shall be brought up when you're in office.
Mm.
Because it's now filmed on video.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing is the politicians need to realize that. But you know, every one of us, we are running for office to get into heaven.
Yeah.
And every secret word, every word spoken in the dark, every lie, everything is going to be brought up when we want to be inaugurated into office in the kingdom of heaven one day.
Mm.
Now, I want you to think about everything you've ever said. Every lie, every fib. Imagine all those things being brought up by gigs. Imagine all of your fake motives being shown up on a screen that everyone can see. The only thing that can save you from that is the blood of Jesus. And so I would invite you, make sure that you're saved.
Yeah.
These politicians are as crooked as anything. Why are they as crooked as anything? Because they're the product of us. Remember, yeah, we vote them into power. So you can complain about the Rothschilds. You can complain about whoever puts these guys, the bankers. Guess what? They're a product of us. Trust me, if we change, and if a nation becomes a nation full of people with integrity, the people of integrity will vote someone with integrity into power. I just want to give one last example of this. And it's with all of these secrets and stuff. Giggs, you know, once upon a time, a divorced man in America could not become president.
Oh, that lines up with the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you had to be a churchgoer.
Yeah.
And you had to at least con the public into thinking you got a happy marriage.
Mm.
If you didn't have a happy marriage, and if you did not go to church, you would not be successful in being elected. People would not vote for you. That changed.
Mm.
And now you can somehow be gay. Now you can be divorced. Now you can be living with someone. Now people can be claiming that your wife's a man. It doesn't matter what. The fact of the matter is that that sacred relationship that God has put between a man and his wife has been broken. And I'll never forget something my father said when I was a lot younger. He said, if a man's wife cannot trust him, don't vote for him because you can't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Because he supported Bill Clinton's policies over the Republicans in the 1990s. But he said, there was one thing issue he had with Bill Clinton. He said, if a man cannot be trusted by his wife, you cannot trust that man. Why do you think the world's such a mess?
Yeah.
Because our parliaments and our presidential palaces are filled to the brim with those with people who those that are closest to him in their lives cannot trust him.
Yeah.
So what? You think if a man's wife can't trust him, or if a woman's husband can't trust her, you really think a nation can trust him? Yes, we think you can.
Mm.
But let me tell you something. Without God, everything is finished.
Yeah.
So you need to come back to Jesus. And if you're a politician, start following the Bible and the policies that you put forward. Because otherwise, everything you're putting forward is in vain. It's not going to work. And so I'll just leave you with that thought.
Yes, this has been an amazing show right here on The Political Show on Active FM, where radio has never been better. Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. Do you agree with us? Do you have other floating theories? Maybe you have something else that you think is the reason.
Maybe they have sinking theories.
Sinking
maybe
theories.
They have buried theories.
Maybe they have buried theories. Let us know your thoughts down below in the comments. But I'm your girl, Cynthia, and you know you can call me Gix. And in studio with me, we've had
Gavin Enston.
Pastor Gavin Enston.
And no one.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.